Vayitern Shas, we are above Mitzia Daf Pei Beis. We get them on Pei Alf and Beis, but about Mitzia Pei. Seven lines up from the bottom. Next part of the Mishnah. Hilvo Lamashkon Shomasacha. Let's say I go and lend you money, but you have to give me a security deposit for that security deposit. I now become, it's called a Shomer Sachar. I'm Rabbi Chayev accordingly. Let's say our Mishnah does not go according to Rabbi Yehuda. Detanya, we learned in a Braisa. Amavas Chavir Lamashkon, Valver Lamashkon, it gets lost. Yishav Avitol Me'osav, he can go, the lender can go and swear that he wasn't Poshea, and he can get his money back. Oh, Div Rabbi Eliezer, that's Rabbi Eliezer, seemingly showing very straightforward that he's not considered like a Shomer Sachar, because if he's a Shomer Sachar, then he's going to be Chayiv if it gets lost, or if it's damaged. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Kiva, he says, Yachal Lomer Lo, the borrower can say, Klum Hilvisani Ela Ala Mashkon, Avana Mashkon, Avdumo Secha. You didn't lend it to me except for with the security deposit, and therefore you lost that. Therefore your money is lost. What do you want from me? Aval hilvo elef zuz b'shtar. Let's say if you lent him 1,000 zuz and it was in a shtar, it's written down in the shtar itself, v'yiniach lo mashkon aleim, and he leaves a mashkon, a security deposit, divrei kalvin agrees, avad a mashkon avdu mo'osav. If he loses the mashkon, then he loses his money. Why is that? Rashi says, because when we're dealing with a shtar, now things just get serious over there. The shtam shtar, yesh po shibet kakaosav, yesh lo mehichon ligbos, is where to take from. Ubatuachu is more guaranteed. Vegam lichpor enu yachal, he can't deny. The ha'kai shtara, we have a shtar there. Hilkach lav zichron dvarim nekti. It's not just like, you know, a little shtickle tell you that this is a real deal. V'yinich lomash kan aleim, divrei kol, that everything's, if you lose one, you're going to lose the other also. So Rabbi Eliezer comes out that a lender is a like a shomer chinam in reference to this mashkan that goes against our mishnah, which says it's like a shomer sachar. So the Gemara, feel it, Rabbi Eliezer, you can even say it's Rabbi Eliezer. V'lo kasha, son of the kasha, kansha, mishkano, b'shas halva. So because Rabbi Eliezer is talking about the case where the lender took a mashkan from the borrower at the time that he made the loan. Kansha, mishkano, shalo, b'shas halva. So, but in our mishnah, it's talking about that he took it when it wasn't at the time of the loan. So he's a shomer chinam if it's at the time of the loan, but a shomer sachar if it's at the time of, when it wasn't at the time of the loan, when he comes to try to get his money back and the guy doesn't have it, then he goes and he grabs something as a mashkin over there. V'ha, affecting Rav Ha'idi V'idi, but both the Mishnah and the Braisa, beep, turn the page, the pay base, he'll a mashkin katani. It says straight up that he lent it to him with a mashkin, which what's the mashmos of that? At the time of the loan itself, so therefore you can't say it was at two different times. Elo kasha, kansha hilvo mos, Rabbi Lezer's din that the lender is considered shomachinam is when he lent him money. Kansha hilvo peiro, so what our Mishnah is talking about when he lent him produce. Says Rashi shilvo peiros, pretty straightforward, that's our Mishnah. In fact, the Gemara writes, so since when it comes to peiros, it's going to rot, it's going to get all disgusting, then one is going to gain when he goes and he lends him that, and he gets by lending him stuff and then by the other produce and getting fresh one at the time of payment. So this gain over here is considered the reward for watching this mashkin, and now he becomes like a paid, like a shomer sachar. Ah, if I'm going to get safe, the fact is the safe Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he'll vow mo shomer chinam. If you lent him money, he's a shomer chinam, if I'll pay a shomer sachar, means that if that's where Rabbi Yehuda says, which is later on, then clearly that means Tanakama doesn't make a distinction between the two, so you can't say that anymore. Says Gemara, no. Kula Rabbi Meir, he. The entire Mishnah is Rabbi, I'm sorry, Kula Rabbi Yehuda, the whole thing is Rabbi Yehuda. It's missing, and this is what it's missing. Hilvo, this is what it means to say. Hilvo alamaskan shomasacha. Someone who lends alamaskan, I give you $1,000, and you give me the watch, I'm called a shomer sachar. Bamedvar, movement, is that true? Shavel peros. Okay, maybe watch is the wrong thing. When I lend you fruit, wheat. But if you let the money, it's a shomer chinam. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, if I'm mo'os shomer chinam, if I'm peiros shomer sachar. Says Gemara, what do you mean? Ihachi ketani la masnisan de lo Rabbi Akiva. If so, then the Mishnah doesn't work with Rabbi Akiva. As Rashi points out very famously, we have the Gemara in Sanhedrin that says that when you have a stam Mishnah, it's going to be Meir, and it goes along with his Rebbe, Rabbi Akiva. But according to the way the Gemara is answering now, this stam statement over here, the Mishnah is going against Rabbi Akiva. The Mishnah says that one who lends money with a mashkan is the shomer sachar. Rabbi Akiva says that even when he loaned money, he's not considered a shomer sachar. Ela mechvarta, masisla k'Rabbi Eliezer, comes out at the end of this whole back and forth, in a chinami. The Mishnah is not like Rabbi Eliezer. It was a nice try, though. Says the Gemara, Lema, but the lo shavi mashkan shir zuzay. So do you want to say that the matzah we're dealing with is that the mashkan is not equal to the money that was lent? So I lend you $1 million, you give me a little bit of grain or whatever it is, it's not worth it. Who be the Shmuel coming for me? I mean, they're arguing in the world of Shmuel. The Amar Shmuel, because Shmuel said, this looks familiar. Okay, it's in Shavuos. Tamar Shmuel, hi man, da osfe alpha zuse lechavre. If a person goes and lends 1,000 zuz to his friend, v'anachli kata de magla levayu, and the one who borrows, he gives the handle of a sickle for a type of tool that's used in harvesting. It puts the handle of a sickle as a mashkin against the money. Avad kata de magla, if that gets lost, avdu alpha zuzah. The guy loses 1,000 zuz. That is crazy. Right? So we can see that Rabbi Akiva, who says that he loses, that the lender who loses his mashkin, loses his money, he's maskim to Shmuel. And Rabbi Eliezer, who says that he doesn't lose his money, argues on this. Says the Gemara, Ibid the low shavi mashkin shir zuze, if the mashkin, if the thing he's leaving over is not equal to the amount of money that was given the lent over to Kulei Amar, less lose Shmuel, everyone's going to be that he does not like Shmuel. Says Rashi, there will be a low mafsid klum, and we keep it in a mafsid, ela can I get a mashkin. The hachi be the shavi shir zuze. In this case, what we're talking about is where the mashkin is worth the money that was lent. Becometh kibbutz Rabbi Yitzchak, they're arguing in the world of Rabbi Yitzchak. The Amr Rabbi Yitzchak, we saw this in Psachim and Gittin and Kiddushin. We know in the Balchov, Shekona Mashkan. Where do we know that the Balchov? That means if you owe me money and I have the Mashkan, I'm Kona the Mashkan. And that is that if you pay me back, I have to give it back to you, but I own it until you go give it to me. Shenamar Ulecha Tia Tzedakah. The pasuk says, and for you it shall be a tzedakah. This is talking about if I give something to a poor person, and he gives me his pajamas as a mashkin, that I should return the collateral to him at sunset. Says the pasuk, "Shiv tashiv lo esavot kibo shemesh." And then what happens? V'shachal b'salmaso b'racha luchati yitzdak l'fin Hashem l'kacha. He'll sleep in his pajamas, he'll bless you, and for you it'll be a charitable act before Hashem, your God. Imeinu kona mashkin, if he's not kona, it's tzedakah minalei. Again, what's a tzedakah here? It must be his kona. Mikan l'balchov, shekona mashkin, he acquires the mashkin. Now we see how this principle over here, Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Kiv is agreeing with it, and Rabbi Lezer doesn't. Rabbi Yitzchak is saying that in the meantime, I own the mashkin. I lend you the money, you give me your pajamas, I own it. So if it gets lost, then I'm the one who loses that. And Rabbi Kiva, who says that the lender who loses his mashkin loses his money, it's mashkin to Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Lezer says he doesn't lose his money, disagrees. V'tizbara, says, go on 1 second, does that make sense? Amen, Rabbi Yitzchak, what does Rabbi Yitzchak say? What he's saying? Where the lender comes along and he takes the mashkin when it wasn't at the time of the loan. In other words, I come, I give you $1,000, I come to take my money, you don't have it, then I grab something in order to make sure I can get some sort of payment afterwards. When I go ahead and I'm the one who lent you, I took the mashkin at the time that I actually made the loan. I give you $1,000, I took a loan in the meantime. Would he say the same principle? Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Kiva, however, is talking about that it was taken at the time of the loan itself. Therefore, you can't go and compare because these are two different cases. Ella Mishkan or Shalobash HaSalvaso. I'm sorry, Mishkan or Shalobash HaSalvaso. If he took the Mashkan and Shalobash HaSalvaso, in order to come to get my $1,000, you don't have any, grab something. Kuleyama Islu, the Rabbi Yitzchak. Everyone holds of the din of the principle of Rabbi Yitzchak, that the Balchov is Kone the Mashkan. Everyone's going to be Mashkan. Vahacha. What's the case document over here? So the mashkin happened at the same time of the halva. Ubeshomer aveda kamifgi, and with the machlokes of Elazar Bekiva, about what's the din of someone who is guarding a lost object? I find something and I'm taking it home and I'm guarding it, you know, until I can find who owns it. The itmar shomer aveda, because we said by a shomer aveda, someone who's watching a lost object. We saw this way earlier. Daf chavtes. That Rabbi Amar Kishomer Chinim is the din of Shomer Chinim. Rabbi Yosef Amar Kishomer Sachar is the din of a Shomer Sachar. That's a machlokus now between Rabbi Kizim, Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Eliezer. That just like a Shomer of a Aveda, somebody who goes and gives a loan is also doing a beautiful thing. You're doing a mitzvah over here. So Rabbi Akiva, who says that the lender is like a shomer sachar, he's agreeing with you. If Yosef Rabbi Eliezer says that he's a shomer chinam, he agrees with Rabbah. Now, lema de Rabbi Yosef Tanayi. You want to say that Rabbi Yosef, his din is a machlokas Tanayim? Because what we just came out with is that Rabbi Akiva is going to be maskim to Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Eliezer is not. So now we're trying to figure out whether Rabbi Eliezer can work with Rabbi Yosef. Lema, do you want to say that Rabbi Yosef is Tanayim? It's a machlokas Tanayim. Says Rashi, it's going to explain this, that the whole Rabbah Vade Tanayim. Right? Rabbah, for sure, it's a machlokas Tanayim. It's impossible to explain Rabbi Akiva except with Rav Yosef, in reference to the possible ptor from giving tzedakah to someone who did a mitzvah that can make him into a shomer chsachar. Rabbi is not masking me, he disagrees with that. So now we want to know whether Rav Yosef has to be masking to this idea. To be masking him is also a machlokas, meaning Rabbi Eliezer argues, or whether we can say even Rabbi Eliezer is masking. So limit Rabbi Yosef Tanayi says, Marlo, the Shomer Aveda, the Kuliyama Islu Rabbi Yosef. When you deal with the Shomer Aveda, someone's watching a lost object, everyone could say, me and Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer both are masking Rabbi Yosef. But we hear in the Braisa, beep turn the page, Malva Tsarkla Maskim Mifigli. They're arguing about a Malva, the lender, who needs to use this mashkin. Right, so what happens is the lender uses a mashkin and he takes up the value of it from the debt that he's using over here. Says Rashi, the milvah tzarich lamashkin l'shtamish bo v'liv soka love lios poches minachov. To take out, it would be 1,000. Now it's only 900, and so on and so forth. V'holich poches achov v'holich v'kamifigli. Rabbi Akiva savra afilu hachi ikamitzvah. Even in that case is ikamitzvah. My Sefer 1 says, Rabbi Akiva, the mitzvah covered Shiluvah is a mitzvah that you lent him the money. V'havi shomer sachar, therefore, and the lender is considered a shomer sachar in reference to it. And my Sefer 1 says, lo lav mitzvah covered, he's not doing a mitzvah here. Shela hana somas kavin, the only reason he's doing it is for his own hana. V'havi shomer chinam, therefore we consider him to be a shomer chinam. Zog the last part of the Mishnah. Abba Shal Omer Mutul Adam Lasker Mashkonu Ashal Ani Leos Pochis Volich. Abba Shal says, the person, if I lent to a poor person and he gives me a mashkin, I'm allowed to rent out that mashkin. He gives me a shovel. I can rent it out for the poor man's in order to lower the money that he owes me. He owed me $1,000, now $100 after if I rent it out, and so on and so forth. And the reason why, because it's good for him. And Tanakama, we say that's going to be us. Now, Amr of Chanan bar Ami Amr Shmuel Halachik Abashal Lachazak Abashal. Faf Abashal Amr Ella Bemaro Pasul Bekardim. He only said this in reference to a ho, a pasal and a kardom, different types of things. If you look at Lazi Rashi, different tools. Ho v'nafish agrayo v'zutar b'chasayu, because you get to rent for a high amount, and the value of it goes down only a little bit at a time, and that's why it's worth it for them. Zok the next halakha mishnah. Now we're going to talk about something known as a porter. Someone who goes and he carries from one place to another. Someone goes and moves a keg, a barrel, from one place to another, and it breaks. It breaks. This wasn't intentional. Unintentionally, it goes and it breaks. Bein shomachina, bein shomachina. Whether this guy's a shomachina or shomachina, yishava. What he's doing, he has to swear that he wasn't posheya, that he wasn't negligent. And therefore, then he's not going to have to go and pay anything. Says Rashi, shelo pasha v'yipater. We're going to first time. Amai pater, shomer sachar b'shavua. Habala pshia nami chayev. Shein ze ones ela ke geneva v'aveda. Shein krovin la ones pshia. The Gemara asks, why isn't he chayav? Okay, we'll see. Rabbi Elazar, Omer Elazar says, Zeh v'zeh, yishava. That this was the Shomer Chinam and the Shomer Sachar swear, and then they're not going to have to pay. Rashi says, Klomer, Afa nishamati mir, b'sai, kirbi mir. Aval, I heard this also. Aval, tamea, ni al zeh, v'al zeh. Hech niftar mishra, are they off? The Gemara first, tamea is going to explain what he's worried about. So back in the Gemara, it says what he's wondering, how that makes sense. Rabbi Lezer Omer, Zei Shava v'Zei Shava. I also heard that. V'tamean yim yicholim zeh v'zeli shava. I wonder how each one can go do this and get off the hook and just, you know, not have to go and do anything. Tani Rabba na nazuk tahar l'ge gemuro. Hamavir chavis l'chaver m'makom l'makom. Someone who's moving a thing, a barrel for his friend from one place to another, when it breaks. Main shomer chin, main shomer sacha, yishava, he swears, and then he's off the hook. Devi Meir, second Devi Meir. Behuda Omer, Shomer Chinam Yishava, a Shomer Chinam, someone is in, I can't pay for it. He goes and he swears, no Sesach Yishalim, he has to go and he has to pay. That is Rabbi Meir said, with Rabbi Meir, both of them swearing they're off. Rabbi Huda makes a distinction between the Shomer Chinam and his Nosei Sachar. Rabbi Leir said, Omer, Zev Zei Yishava, I also heard this idea of a Tamei Ani Yemichon Zel Zel Yishava, and I wonder how it can be that each can swear and not have to go and pay. Lemeimer the Sav Rabbi Meir, Nitka La Poshiahu, does Rabbi Meir really hold that someone who trips is not considered Pshia? I says the Kami Yishav, you should swear Shalom Pasha Pshia Cheres. Tavade Batzir Minitkal Lohavi Ve Od De Ha Poter Lenosis Acher Alma Ones Chashavle. Right? He said that a Shomer swears that he wasn't Poshea. So the Gemara is saying now that the Mishnah and the Braisa are talking about a case in which it was known that the Shomer was not less Poshea than stumbling. However, it's possible that he was more Poshea than stumbling. So therefore, according to Rabbi Meir, he has to swear that he wasn't called Pshia. Now, since Rabbi Meir says that a Shomer Sachar is not chayev to go and pay, it comes out that it's clear that Rabbi Meir says that tripping is considered onus, that even a Shomer Sachar is not going to be chayev. But really, is it not called Poshea? If one pitcher broke and he didn't take away the pieces of the broken pitcher, it broke and then he just left all the stuff over there. Remember, we saw this back in Bavakama. Or if his camel fell and didn't pick it up, Meir is going to be Mechayev for that Nezek. They say you're Potter Midini Adam, but you're Chayev Bidine Shamayim. The Karmelon bid the Niskal Poshea Pligi. And we come out that Meir and the Chachamim are arguing about a person who trips, whether that's considered Poshea. Meir says that tripping is considered Pshia, and therefore he's going to be Chayev for things that come from that. The Chachamim say, no, he's not Poshea. But our Mishnah, the first Braisa, showed Meir that he says that tripping is not considered Pshia. I'm Rabbi Lazar Tavra. This is broken. In other words, we have a bit of a steer going on in here. How are we going to deal with this? Misha Shanazu, Lo Shanazu. So he says, you're right, Echanami. And the one who taught this Mishnah and that Braisa didn't teach the other Braisa. So we see over here, it's a stira, but the point is there are two different people bringing down what is going to be the din, according to Meir, in such a case. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. Until next time, I want to wish all you all a great day.